Jones called me and said that he told me to let me know, and I talked to him the other day and said that they were rough on him and it would probably ruin him, but that his conscience wouldn't let him vote against this bill. He's going to vote with us all the way.
Jesus, I'll tell you, that fellow deserves a hell of a lot of credit. That's a lot of guts, a lot of guts.
Yeah.
By God, because he's going to be all alone, you know, as far as being an incumbent on that ballot, going with us, a lot of guts. No, they're now in all kinds of dilatory tactics up there, forcing the reading, the full reading of the substitute and all this stuff. I just talked to Albert, and they're going to run us late tonight, but I said, Christ, Carl, now let's stay with it. If this guy wants us to have breakfast up there, we'll have breakfast up there. This Halleck, I said, let's not let these guys carry this over to next week, and I said, but they have to decide whether they want to stay through the night, through tomorrow, or get themselves a weekend, get this over with. And he said, well, there, John Bell Williams, he said, was carrying the ball for him and just raising hell on everything. And they're giving Landrum all the heat they can. You know, nothing unusual except that they're throwing the kitchen sink, and that's always a sign they're on the way downhill. Real hold in there.
Well, now that Jones, what does that give you?
Let's see, that would give us 205 solid, complete Democrats. And
Walter, how many Democrats you got with Jones? Walter says he's got 208 Democrats.
Yeah, well, Walter's counting a few that...
he's counting some North Carolina ones you're not counting, isn't he?
Let's see.
He's counting Carnegie, and he's counting Widener, and he's counting, Carnegie and Widener and one other one from North Carolina.
Yeah, well, I'm counting Carnegie, but I'm not counting Widener or Scott in this count.
Well, he's not counting Scott, he's counting Widener.
Right.
So that's the difference. There's one.
I think he may be counting one Texas one that I'm not, too.
He's gone to sea, and he'll be back in just a minute. You counting Carnegie and Widener and who else?
No, I'm not counting Widener.
What? He's counting Bennett.
I'm not counting Bennett.
Bennett of Florida. He thinks
that's where we are.
Wrong.
Yeah.
He's counting Hagen.
Yeah, let's see.
Are you counting
now, Bennett, see, I'm not counting Bennett because we got him, as I understood it, if we needed him type thing.
Hagen, are you counting Hagen?
No, I got Hagen, not counting, Whitener not counting.
You counting Fountain?
Fountain, yes. So those are two that I'm not counting.
Well, I see, Walter, write these down that you're not counting. He's not counting Hagen.
That's right.
And he's not counting,
Whitener. I'm not counting Flint.
Not counting Flint. That, what's that difference? That make the difference?
Yeah, that makes the difference.
And Bennett, not counting.
No, I'm not counting Bennett, so we're off one. I'm counting one that he's not counting somewhere.
He's counting one somewhere that you're not counting. Now, Poole, y'all got him absent.
Yeah.
He's absent, but I imagine they're running around tonight. How much can they delay it? Filibuster as long as they want to?
Well, yeah, they could make it pretty miserable, but by the same token, listen, if this were Thursday, I'd get concerned about it, but on Friday night,
wait a minute, let's see what you say. Jim Wright and them are saying they're not going to let them finish today.
Yeah, well, they're going to try like hell to hold it through the night, but right now Albert and Boggs are strong on this, and I talked to both of them within the last 20 minutes. But they're throwing every parliamentary procedure they can into it, so that's okay. But we'll keep our troops. I'm convinced that our troops are here and staying.
Okay, my friend.
Okay, my friend.